What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of Listen, Bitch. Happy motherfucking Tuesday. So excited because we did our Dream Big Bitches vision book Zoom last night. Fire. Fire. I think I want to continue doing this. So if you have ordered the book and you want to jump in, you need to message me. Go ahead and hit me up at brandonlynette.com. If you aren't subscribed already, if you are, then fucking reply back to one of my messages because you get them Monday through Friday. I'm inspired today for this podcast episode because of that grand venture that we had. And it's really just going to be about living a fulfilling life and giving you some plans for that, okay? I get it that most of my listeners are moms, women. And we have kind of lost direction, lost ourselves, lost our passion. I think men do this too. You start to have families, and then you end up in this mundane life of like going to work, coming home, doing the same things repetitively, taking the kids to wherever they need to go. We become a slave to everything. And we kind of like lose our passion. We don't feel enthusiastic about things anymore. We don't have that excitement. We feel cold. Like we just have lost interest in things. And this, I think, is due to a lot of things like the overwork, the overwhelm, just literally being in a rut. And it's super normal. So if you're listening to this, I don't want you to be like, oh my God, something's wrong with me, because this is super normal. We all go through these phases, and I don't care where you are, we still go through it. So I don't want you to be worried if you aren't passionate about anything right now. I don't want you to think the worst of yourself. There's literally a space where you can still do things that you enjoy every day. I went through a phase in my life where I just could not understand that people didn't have a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a thing. I want to write books. I want to have a killer podcast. I want to help people. Not everybody has a thing, you know? Like, I mean, I literally have a lot of things. I love to bake. I love to decorate things. I love to, you know, what else do I love to do? I don't fucking know, but I do a lot of things. I love to do makeup. I just love all these things. So I've always had a thing. Always. Like whether it was decorating cakes or, you know, coaching or doing a podcast or writing a book, like there's just always something that I am moving on to and that I love. And I would have this conversation with people like, what's your thing? You know, because I literally, even before I became a coach, I had these conversations like, what are you gonna do? What do you do? Like, people, what do you do outside of work? Like, what's your thing? What's your hobby? You know, do you love to read? Do you love to write? Do you love to, what do you do? And I've met so many women that had nothing to reply to that. And I used to think that was a toxic fucking trait, because I'm like, how could you be happy just doing nothing? Like, you literally come home, scroll the internet, go to bed, wake up, go to work, you know, order shit from Amazon on your phone all day, and then come home, make dinner, scroll the internet, go to bed. And like, you just do the same thing over and over. How could anyone find joy in that? But the truth is, they could. They could. So it's very possible. It was just a very toxic mindset of myself to just be like, how could this be a thing? I'm learning to understand, like, some people just really are happy there. Do I secretly think they're Sims in my video game simulation? Yeah, I think they're stand-ins, because how could anybody in Brandon's world just be okay being stagnant? Like, we're here to create, we're here to help, we're to influence, we're here to inspire, motivate, literally climb up and lift others up there with us, like to change our vibration constantly, consistently. That's our thing. That's our thing. And literally, when you lose, like, I feel like if you don't have a passion, you don't have focus. Like, you have just kind of lost your focus. And some of these things can be caused by things like anxious, you know, side effects like anxiety, depression, all the things. But I feel like lack of focus like creates this stuff. Not having a focus, not having a motivation, not having an inspiration, not having a passion. I feel like that's an easy way to fall into a depression. 100%. If you don't have a thing, you know, like Everybody has to find a thing, just a thing. If it's reading books, or maybe, you like hiking different trails, like something to look forward to, something to do. I think it helps everything. It's going to help your lifestyle issues. It's going to help your sleep, your self-care routine, your damn everything. And everybody's talking about low motivation as a symptom or a side effect of depression. I feel like it's a cause of it. It's a cause. Motivation is a lie. There is no such thing as real motivation. It's a fleeting mistress. It's a very rare occurrence. Bitch, you want to know how long I drag my feet about recording today's podcast? Forever. Literally, I put it off till it's 9:30. 9:30. My babies are in bed. My ass should be in bed. Well, it's past my bedtime, and I still have to bathe my cat. You know what I'm saying? I procrastinated. I'm still doing the thing. I'm doing it unmotivated. I'm doing it unmotivated because I'm focused on the end game. I'm focused on being consistent with showing up and spreading my energy to inspire you to change your fucking vibration, to take responsibility for where you are right now, for everything that's happening in your life, for everything that you are going through on this day, taking that responsibility. This is your shit, and it's fucking scary. It is scary. It's scary to look in the mirror. Bitch, I know. I know, because I still struggle with it too. A lot of ways I've healed, but I will never be 100%. I don't think I'll ever make it to 50%. There's no fucking way. There's just not enough time in this lifetime for us to ever get close to being whole, healed beings. If that was the case, number one, we wouldn't even needed to come here, and we sure as hell wouldn't have needed God to fill the gap for us. If we were perfect, we would not be here, right? We would not need his support. It just would be a whole different scenario. There's no such thing as being completely whole and healed and perfect. It doesn't happen, but I promise it's fun to try. And the growth and the learning experience that you get from just going through it, not avoiding it, that's going to fuck you up. That's going to make you sick. It's literally just about facing your shit. And that's it. We get unmotivated because we get so distracted. And then we just want that quick dopamine hit. We just want that instant, like, I'm going to scroll on TikTok and just get that dopamine, that thing that makes me feel good, whatever it is, watching kitten videos. Or you're going to make yourself sick because you're watching all these people with their highlight reel and their perfect ass life and their perfect ass relationships. And oh my God, my life is so great. I'm an influencer now. I have everything. They don't. They're the most miserable fucking people because they're not letting you see the real side of life, the messy side, the part of them that is not healed. So I don't want you guys to think you're special because you lack motivation. I don't want you to think you're special because you lack passion, because a lot of fucking people are walking around like that. That's it. So what do? How do we find the fulfilling life-focused activities? How can we make a shift? Because I know you want one. You literally came here as a creator. You get to choose the vibration that you're on. You're here to collect all the things you love. And sometimes some of the things that you don't love come through so you can remember how much you love the other things. That's it. And those thoughts you have, you're here to create these good thoughts, good feeling thoughts, not to punish yourself in a cycle of verbal abuse, but to literally choose incredible thoughts. You're creating everything that's happening to you, everything you're putting out, everything you're feeling, everything you're talking to yourself about. All of that shit is going out into the universe, and it's going to come back whether you're aware of it or not. What you focus on is going to manifest itself into your life. What do we call that? Law of attraction, bitch. Law of attraction. Unlike the speed limit, it is one of those universal laws that you really can't break. You can't avoid it. Whether you want to take a willing be a willing participant, bitch, it doesn't matter. You're fucking in it. You're in it. Sooner or later, whatever you focus on is going to be what your life becomes. So here's the challenge. You want to find the right life focus. And the thing is, we're so just that microwave mentality. We're so fucking distracted plenty of things are going to catch your attention and drag you away from your real passions. And if you keep spending so much time looking at the distractions, you will never accomplish the things that you value the most. I did a podcast about values. You've got to go back through the library if you've not binge listened to my episodes. Go back and find the one where I talk about values, because it is the core. It is the core of getting back to having that passion and that excitement and that drive to do more, to wake the fuck up. We're meant to level up. That's it. Many thoughts and ideas and obligations compete for your attention every day. So let's just do some homework here. This might be the kind of podcast that you actually need to pull over and, you know, or wait till you're not driving or whatever you're doing where you're not distracted and get a pen and paper. This is really great questions that I'm going to ask you that I want you to truly and truthfully answer. And honestly, before we get into these questions, you really need to stop and ask yourself, what does passion feel like to you? Probably one of the biggest problems with the whole living your passion fantasy is that it feels different for different people. So it's not something I can say this is exactly how it feels, because that's going to be my story. The traditional version is a person who wakes up with a spring in their step, chomping at the bit, raring to go. Who the fuck wakes up like that? Okay. First of all, I just want to know who the fuck wakes up raring to go. I'm a morning person. Literally, like once I'm out of bed, I'm like, haha, like, hey, what's up? I'm great. But I'm never like the bounce in my step, chomping at the bit. I'll still procrastinate. I'll still, you know, whatever. Someone who has bags of enthusiasm and exuberance. You don't have to be like a hyper happy toxic positivity person to be able to be someone that is full of passion. I'm fucking passionate about this podcast, bitch. And I'm going to tell you, I am not always excited to come in here and record. Does it feel good when I'm done? Yes, absolutely. I do it. I'm passionate about the podcast. It doesn't mean that I'm like always rearing to go, because I'm not. I feel and show my passion in different ways. So I want you to understand that it doesn't look the same for everyone. And no matter how much you love something, it doesn't mean that you have to live up to the expectation and energy of how other people may express what their passion is like. I don't think of anyone that I view as successful, you know, people that I see making an impact on people. None of them are like, I'm always excited about this, you know? Not everyone is excited all the time, because our bodies go through so many things. And then let's get the universe in here when, you know, different planets are jump hop skipping each other and fucking shit's going haywire and all of this energy impacts us. And it does affect how we're feeling. It doesn't mean you lack passion. So I don't want you to think, oh my God, I really do love this, but I'm not really passionate because I'm not like, oh my God, let's do this, right? My husband is passionate about cars. He loves them. He could tell you what a car is just by listening to it, okay? But his passion is not enough to make that something that he does for a living. But he's still passionate, right? He could still be passionate about cars, but he's not like, I need to buy, sell, trade, work on cars, fix cars. It's a whole different thing. Passion looks different for everyone. So you can have an underlying enjoyment of something without necessarily feeling compelled to do it all the time, right? But if you believe that passion should be intense, you're going to disregard anything else that is a passionate emotion. You might have more reserved personality. I get that. You can still be passionate. It doesn't mean that your highs are as high as those of other people. Different things are going to make us excited in different ways. And most of the time when I'm super fucking excited, I've literally learned to keep that to myself. It's spilt energy onto people that don't appreciate it, right? It's people that are going to try to take that joy from me. So I've learned, like, I clap for my damn self. I clap for myself. I cheer. I get excited. And I'm like, fuck yes, I love this. You know, I love coaching. I absolutely love coaching. But I couldn't do it for 8 hours a day. I have fun when I'm in the moment, but it's not something I'm obsessing over where I could be like, I want to do this 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, which is why I don't hold more than a handful of clients at a time because I'm passionate about it, but I have boundaries, bitch. Does that make me less than a coach who is willing to work 8 to 10 hour days to build an empire of a coaching business? We could have the same amount of passion. It's going to come out in a different way. It doesn't make me less passionate or less committed. Passion might even feel like just a comfortable, warm, pleasant relief of a feeling. You don't have to feel what other people are feeling. You have to define passion for yourself. Don't limit what it means to you either. When someone says they have a passion for the piano, you might imagine that they're trained to a high level and they're playing recitals and fucking going ham, when really they just like to play it at home and do their own thing and they're not playing it for anyone. You can have hobbies that you're passionate about, and it could give you that same feeling. The thing about passion is that it's not fleeting. It's something that you define. You don't need to dismiss something because it doesn't fit the stereotype of what other people say it is. I think another myth as well, when we're talking about this today, is that just because you have a passion, you have to be ready to follow it. That's not true. That's not true. And if you're really passionate about something, I think it's a toxic trait to think that you won't let anything get in your way and you won't compromise. That's not true either. Because there is compromise. There's always compromise. Because for everything that you want, Napoleon Hill says it, you figure out what you want and then you figure out what you're willing to pay. What is the price? There will be sacrifice. And you don't have to do whatever it takes to live your passion, okay? We can do what it takes, which is a healthy commitment, a healthy agreement within ourselves. But to do whatever it takes means you're not going to respect your values. You're not going to honor your boundaries and your core beliefs. And once that's out the window, girl, you have nothing. You have nothing. Put your passion on the back burner if you have to, because the season can change. Like, I literally have been a mom for a lot of years, and I've had six tiny babies that I strictly breastfed and had a lot of time commitment to them. And in those moments, I was a mom. It doesn't mean I wasn't passionate about becoming a writer or building my own business. It was my season. So I don't want you to think because you're not willing to just put your family to the side that, you're not passionate enough. And don't let people tell you that. One of the toxic things that I discovered in MLM, and I love MLM, but there's some toxic ass shit out there, is that the no sleep fucking work ethic and the, just get a babysitter a few hours a day. That's what my friend used to tell me. Just put your kids in daycare for a few hours a day. Bitch, I was working MLM so I could stay the fuck home with my kids and not put them in daycare. If I wanted to put my kids in daycare, I would have got a fucking job, right? I didn't want to leave my kids, and that was non-negotiable for me. So passions outweigh themselves. I was very passionate as a mom. I was very focused, very parent oriented. I mean, I still fucking am. There's still a lot of sacrifice because I'm a mom. But it was just the season. It was the season. And that passion kind of outweighed any other at the moment. And now, as my kids get older, then I can unlock these other desires, these other passions. They don't have to take a back seat because of the season I'm in. So I don't want that to make you feel like, oh my gosh, I have nothing, because you physically, it's impossible right now. It was impossible for me to work an MLM business 24 hours a fucking day. And then I got defeated because I'd see all these people ranking up and doing the things. And I'm like, man, if I just didn't have kids, this would be so great. I could do this. I could fuck with this. This could be my whole life. But it wasn't meant to be my whole life. It was meant to let me be home with my kids. And another thing I'm going to tell you guys, you don't have to expect results from your passion, okay? Honest to God, this podcast, I have no expectations. I know what I want. I know what I desire. And eventually, I feel like if we get this to be big enough, there's going to be a point where all the energy I'm putting into this is monetized. Right now, bitch, you're not paying for this. You're not having to listen to some commercial. Like, there's not an exchange of anything. I'm here just pouring love and fucking information into your brain Monday through Friday, 5 days a week. Just my soul crying out for you to take fucking responsibility and create a future that you love. And I empower you to do that with every fucking message that I'm putting out here. And I expect nothing. And that's love. That's loving what I do, is knowing that when I come in here, nothing's going to happen. I don't have that expectation hanging over me. You don't have to have an expectation with your passion. If you love to do it, you just do it. You just do it. I've told myself this is my thing. You know, my husband and I, when I'm like, when I can retire and literally all my streams of income are, you know, just flowing and I don't have to have my foot on the gas, I just want to write fiction. It doesn't even have to get published. I just want to write it because that was my passion when I was a kid. I fucking loved writing fiction. It's an obsessive creation. 10 years of rejection. And I know my mistakes now. I had an expectation. I just want to write. When there's no other demands coming at me in this life, I want to write. And I no expectation. I don't have to sell books. I don't have to get that $1 million check and a book deal. You know, I'm okay without that now. I've learned, I've grown. And I realized, like, I don't have to get anything from it. Okay. So now comes the homework part of your session where I want you guys to really ask yourself these questions. Okay. This is how we're going to get you to focus, like, in your life, just to get you honed in on what it is you dream of, what it is you desire, just kind of getting back to who you were when you could dream before life got you, bitch. Okay. Before life got you. When you believed in the magic and all the stuff, I want you to ask yourself these questions because here you are, you have these lessons now. You have a collection of things that you don't like, and you have a collection in life of things you love. So let's try to decide on the activities you want to focus on more deeply, okay? And these are actually things, questions that I go over with clients. When we're trying to navigate what comes next, what's the next right step for me? These are some of those questions. So you're literally getting some bomb ass tips right here. But I can't make you do it, bitch. You have to get yourself to do this. And it's not one of those things that you put off for later. I'll do it when I feel like it. You're never going to fucking feel like it because who wants to answer these tough ass questions and really have to think about where we are and where we want to go? Isn't it easier just to float down the river of complacency? No, bitch, it's not. That is where sad people go and die a long, slow, painful, uncomfortable death. And then all they have with them is regret. That fucking sucks. So let's go, bitch. Where do you want to be in your career? If you're not where you would like to be, what can you do that's going to move you forward in the direction of your career aspirations? And if all you could think right now is, I fucking hate my career and I want to quit, bitch, you know what to do. You know what the fuck to do. Life is too short to be miserable. I called myself out even bartending. I fucking love bartending, but I'm not liking some things that are happening at this place. And I had a shitty attitude for 2 weeks, 2 weeks where I was like, why the fuck am I coming here? I'm embarrassed. It's one of these things, like another flaw that I'm going to share with you guys that I literally am not proud to share. But here we are trying, you know, to humble ourselves in this moment. I fucking love bartending. I hated some things that were happening and I got a shitty attitude. And everything I was doing, I was just like fucking irritated. Like, I'm not having a great time. I finally stopped and I was like, Brandon, what the fuck? And I had a conversation with the general manager about my feelings and she honored them. It was that simple and honored the request for the changes that I needed to be made to be happy there. And it was like weights just lifted off me, you know? Because it was like, I don't want to bartend anymore. It wasn't that I don't want to bartend. It's that I don't want to bartend there unless some things changed. And what do you know? Having that conversation, standing up for myself and, you know, requesting the things I needed to be happy there, I don't have to have the shitty attitude anymore. But I had to set that up for myself. I had to ask for it. If you don't ever ask, the answer is always no. And if you don't ever speak up, change, no one ever knows you want change. You have to stand up for yourself. If you don't like where you are, what you're doing, do something different. Do something different. I know I can't, I don't have the energy or the mental capacity to coach more than four people at a time. I just don't. I don't have a great time. I get overwhelmed because it is a whole exchange of energy and we're doing real work. And it's not just my clients doing the work, it's me mirror reflecting that. Mirror reflecting that. And speaking of coaching, because I am the only one that's going to advocate for me, bitch, February, I'm opening two spots. Okay. Okay. So please message me if you are getting my emails. And if you're not getting my emails, brandonlynette.com, make sure you subscribe. Let's talk, okay? And my rates have changed. So I don't want money to be something that decides for you. I want you to get on a conversation with me and just say, okay, I really am ready to take control of my life and I'm ready to create a future that I love. Next question, bitch. How are your personal relationships? Ooh, that's tough. And I'm not asking you how are they and what did the internet influence on you today? Okay, because I see those memes of like, oh my gosh, if your husband doesn't make you tea and start your bath, he doesn't really love you. Bitch, he will fuck up my tea and my bath. Okay, like I don't want him to do that. He has no idea. And by the time he figures it out, I'll change it because that's my fucking Aquarius toxic trait is I don't want to be predictable. I don't want you to know what the fuck I want. I'll change it. I'll change it just to spite you. That's my toxic trait. So is my marriage bad because my husband doesn't bring up my tea in the morning? First of all, I mean, I go to bed when he wakes up. So that's a little bit impossible. But you guys understand what I'm saying. How are your personal relationships? And it has to mean something to you, not what other people say is right for you. If your bond is not as strong as you'd like, what can you do to strengthen them so they can endure hardships? How can you make your relationships better? How can you get closer to your kids? I know something for me, it's all the time just a mental check of taking responsibility for my shit. And not taking it personal when, you know, they mock me for past mistakes and past parenting and then compare it to how I am for the kids now. I don't take that personal. They had an experience. I have to honor that. I don't want to be the same parent I was 10 years ago. And when they can see that, I'm happy about it. And you can't be afraid to apologize, not to anyone. When I'm in a shitty mood and I'm shitty to my husband, it's easy to say I'm sorry. When I'm an asshole to my kids and I'm snappy and I'm short and I'm just like, oh my God. And I have a few days like that through the week because I'm homeschooling and I have a 4-year-old that's mouthy as fuck. Literally. It is hard. I'm in a season of what the fuck in my life right now. But I still work mentally to try to be there to expand for each person. That's it. This one is really important. I think this one is one of the key factors for me in my personal growth. Where are you spiritually? What can you do to further develop your spiritual life? I literally was just talking about church a week ago at the bar because I don't follow the rules, right? You're not expected to talk about religion or politics at a bar. And I talk about both all the time. And so I'm talking about church and how when I moved to Michigan, there was this homeless guy. His name was Sydney. Greatest guy. We used to pick him up and take him for a cup of coffee. And, you know, I'd take him to Burger King and get him whatever he wanted. And whatever. Greatest guy. I love talking scripture with him. I don't know anyone that knew the Bible like Sydney. No one. And so I took him to church one day, homeless guy. Took him to church one day and no one talked to us. And usually that was not the case. We were invited over for dinners, potlucks every week. And that day it was a whole different side of the church and it grossed me out. I was just like, oh, I don't have to. I'm the church. My body's the church. Okay. But I'm going to tell you guys something. I am not obligated to be the same person I was last week. And I keep seeing these little whispers of like, go to church, go to church, go to church. And it's not just any church. It's a church specifically that keeps coming up in my feed, which is bizarre. And so I've had that little whisper and I think, Are there people I'm meant to connect with that are going to keep me growing on a path that keeps me closer to God? Is this what's meant to happen? Is this the next step in my life? So I'm always asking those questions of like, how can I grow closer to God? And I thought that meditation couldn't get me any. I'm like, that's as close as I can get. We're literally like the same being in the universe. Like, I never have felt one with anything or anyone in my life like I do with God when I'm meditating. But I think I see him in people around me. And I think, how much greater of a connection can you have outside of connecting to people who love him too? Because that's, I'm here for the human experience. As much as meditation has been a blessing in my life, I think that human experience of like connecting in a church with people, I will be able to see the people that are hungry for growth, right? Because it's not about going to church and confessing our sins and knowing that, Jesus died for us and our slate's clean and all the things, and we accept him as our savior. It doesn't stop there. And I want the people that want to know what's next. Like, how do we keep growing on this vibration? How do we keep tapping through, the 6-minute mile? How do we keep breaking the barrier of how much closer and how much more we can expand and grow and know? I'm excited for that. And there's a lot of paths to happiness. The path you choose literally depends on your deepest core values, your deepest desires. And those values are going to be very different to what matters to other people. So this is going to be a big thing right now. Instead of aiming for what makes other people happy, focus on what matters to you. I'm going to say that again because I feel like it's worthy of repetition. Instead of aiming for what makes others happy, yes, I'm talking to you, toxic people-pleasing people. Stop aiming for what makes other people happy and focus on what matters most to you. Decide to spend your life focusing on shit that works for you, that makes you happy, something that adds purpose and value to your future. If you're focusing on something other than that, you're missing out on the most important things life has to offer. That's it. If you're looking outside of any of those things, you're fucking missing it. You're meant to have a great time here. It's not about who has the most money and the most things. Who has the deepest peace? Who has that, the calmest energy? Who is having the best fucking time? I swear to God, the people I know that have the most money, I look at their faces and I don't see peace. I can't even tell you the last time I really looked at someone that I knew that was making millions of dollars that was completely at peace. I haven't seen it. They're looking for something outside of themselves. It's in you. It's in you choosing what you can do to have a great time. Like, I might come in here dragging my feet, kicking and screaming, like, oh my God, I have to record the podcast. And all it is really is just flipping the switch. Like, my family's out there, they're all watching a movie and hanging out and messing around. And like, I'm missing out, right? I'm like, I want to be with my family, not in the office recording. Well, they all came to bed and I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna hit record. And I'm here and I'm having a great fucking time. Like, my heart is lit up. I know you can feel my energy. I know I'm like transferring it to you, and you're like, yeah, bitch, I'm pumped. I'm gonna rock this day. Fuck yeah, it's Tuesday and we're gonna make it great. And what do I love to do? Because I wanna find the things I love to do. I want you to want to find the things that make you happy. And there's no expectation, bitch. Let me tell you again, I love this podcast. I think we're on, this is like 120 episodes, okay? Season 2, episode 12, motherfucker. And the first season, I think, had 100. I've done this without anything back, and I'm still having a great time, okay? That means something. No expectation. It doesn't mean that I don't have to get millions of dollars to find something I love to do. And I tell my husband all the time, like, God, it makes me so happy to do this. I love it. I love it. And somehow we still have food on the table. Okay. Bills are still paid. Our world hasn't come crashing down because Brandon found something she loves to do that's not making money. Find something you love to do. Everything else flows into your energy space when you're on the right vibration. 100%. And I'm going to tell you guys something. I'm so glad I don't record these live because I literally close my eyes when I 90% of the time my eyes are literally closed when I'm talking because I'm just feeling that vibration. I watch them pass. I watch the thoughts, the things I want to say, the things I'm feeling. It's fucking hilarious. You've got to focus on the things that make you happy. I don't want you guys to miss out. Your life focus directs your steps and it literally shapes your destiny. Because what did I say? What you focus on, you bring to you. Choose the destiny you deserve. So if you want to find your life focus, you have to spend time with people who know where they want to go with their life, people who are passionate about fulfilling their purpose. The company you keep makes a huge difference in the direction your life takes. It's going to change how you look at the world, what you think about it, and the way you spend your time also shapes your future. So when you evaluate your life to determine the right direction for you, you have to consider your ultimate destiny, your ultimate vision. What would you allow yourself to do or dream if you knew it was impossible for you to fail? What relationships would you pursue? What career decisions would you make? What experiences would you try? And I'm going to ask you this last question before we wrap it up. What's stopping you from getting started today? Everyone's life focus is different. For some, it's literally a happy family. That's what's the most important. Other people dream of attaining a degree or reaching a certain income level or experiencing a life of thrills or travel. And the key to your happiness is finding those life activities that feed your soul and fulfill your purpose. This is where you create that rich, full life that you used to dream about. When we were kids and we didn't know what the pressure of bills was, we had that dream. We had that safety net, that security of like picturing ourselves doing something we love, and it wasn't money deciding for us. Stop letting money decide your fucking shit. Stop. It's not even fucking real. It's not real shit. I mean, look at the value of the dollar, bitch. It's not worth shit. You understand, money is energy. It's not a thing. And I know so many of you listen to this and that's your focus. You're worried. You're fucking worried. Guarantee you putting your nose in the TV and the news feeds and all the things, that's not going to help you. That's not going to help you. So today I want you to shut everything off. And just fucking find something that you can focus on that makes you feel good. What do you love to do? Where you can stop worrying about anything, where you can stop stressing, where you're just having a great fucking time. And sometimes I get so overwhelmed with life, I just let it all go and I cuddle my naked cat. Like I just snuggle Harold and I'm like, fuck it. You guys have no idea what he has done for my life. If you do not have a Harold in your life, go get a fucking Harold. That's it. I pet him and my whole energy shifts. And I know it's because he's magic. I know it's because God literally handed it, like, was like, B, here's your cat. I know you wanted this thing your whole life. It's here. It's here. Enjoy it. I just love him. I love him and I am obsessed and I'm like, there's nothing else I could ever want. Although I did ask for a new KitchenAid mixer because my husband broke mine. I asked for that for my birthday. That's fine if I get it. And I'm fine if I don't because all I've ever wanted was a naked cat and I have one and I'm so fucking happy. So happy. I love that. And I get to record podcasts and I get to bartend and I get to be a mom and I get to teach my kids and I get to do a lot of cool shit, you guys. I get to work with some amazing people. I get to have fun ass Zooms where we talk about my books. Like, I'm having a great fucking time and I'm still not getting it 100% right. But I guarantee I'm enjoying myself 80% of the fucking time. I'm shooting for 100. So come with me, okay? I don't want to go alone, bitch. I'm literally asking you to embrace your power. Embrace your power and let's go to the next vibration, okay? You deserve to live a life you love.